The U.S. Army is sending a group of soldiers to the Summer Olympics next month, but they're not to guard the athletes, they're Olympians themselves. Reporter Tom Bonsi of the Northwest News Network explains why the Army has a unit to groom Olympic athletes, a number of whom only recently became U.S. citizens.
Welcome to the U.S. Olympic Track and Field Team Trials, recently held in Eugene, Oregon.
This year's USA indoor runner-up at 3,000 meters from the U.S. Army, Paul Chelimo.
We're at the crowded start of the men's 5,000-meter race.
On your mark.
The elite runners at the line mostly wear the brightly colored uniforms of their shoe company sponsors, but there's also a pair of slender guys in beige, black, and camouflage with the word Army in big letters across their chests. After 12 laps, the race comes down to a furious sprint to the finish. U.S. Army soldier Paul Chelimo finishes in the top three to make the Olympic team.
I was like, you know what? Let it be what it can be, you know? So I just decided to push.
Chelimo is the fourth Army runner to make the Olympic team. All four were born and raised and started running in the highlands of Kenya. They got athletic scholarships to American universities. After college, they enlisted in the U.S. Army, which non-citizens with legal residency can do. Chelimo signed up for 4 years in 2014.
Actually, my main goal was to represent the United States, and being an Olympian is the best way to represent the United States.
And so he joined the Army's world-class athlete training program.
That was the best program because I could do my career as a soldier and also focus on my talent.
Military service provides a fast track to U.S. citizenship. Chelimo and his Kenyan countrymen received citizenship after basic training, in time to compete for a slot on this year's U.S. Olympic team. Normally, naturalization can take 5 years or more. Soldier Shadrach Kipchichir qualified in the 10,000 meters.
It's not about me. It's all about all the soldiers that sacrificed their life and dedication and hard work. I'm not going to let them down.
The Army's head coach for track and field is a former Olympian himself and a major in the Oregon National Guard. Dan Brown explains why the Army created a unit where soldiers collect regular pay while focusing on Olympic and Paralympic training.
They are great ambassadors for the Army. They represent sacrifice, determination, loyalty, commitment, all of our ethos.
It was Brown who convinced his superiors to let some of the Army runners relocate from their posts to his hometown of Beaverton, Oregon. That's far from the nearest Army base, but home to Nike World Headquarters and a cadre of other professional runners to work out with. Kipchichir says training at the highest level and attending to Army tasks like making recruiting appearances is not easy.
You know, like the Nike athletes, their job is just running. They concentrate on just running. But ours, like soldiers first. We are the soldiers first.
And Chelimo now behind Rupp with Hill and Meade.
This year, the Army is sending a total of 11 soldier athletes to the Summer Games in Brazil. Those are four runners, a race walker, five marksmen, and one competitor in modern pentathlon. In addition, two Army athletes qualified for the Paralympic Games for physically disabled athletes. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Eugene, Oregon.